In today's dating landscape, we're often fed politically correct narratives about attraction that simply don't align with reality. The uncomfortable truth? Women are biologically drawn to indicators of strength and masculine energy, not just conventional good looks or nice behavior. When a man approaches a woman with confidence rather than hesitation, he immediately signals high value, regardless of his physical appearance or financial status. The difference isn't about looks, it's about the projection of strength and self-assurance. Many men today fear embracing their masculine nature in a culture that often portrays it as problematic. But true masculinity isn't about aggression or rudeness, it's about confidence, composure, and strength. Research consistently shows women find men more attractive when they solve problems sophisticatedly rather than aggressively. Being cool, calm, and collected is far more appealing than being hot-headed or overly aggressive. This fundamental misunderstanding creates the nice guy syndrome. Men who abandon their innate masculinity to be nice often repel women rather than attract them. The truth is that women respond to confidence, strength, and masculine energy at a subconscious level. This isn't about being mean or disrespectful. It's about embracing natural masculine traits that women are biologically programmed to find attractive. Your physical presence communicates before words. A muscular physique signals discipline and health, with studies showing women find muscular men more attractive due to perceived strength. Exercise boosts testosterone, enhances mental resilience, and increases sexual magnetism. Facial hair impacts perceived masculinity. Men with heavy stubble, 10 days growth, are rated more attractive than clean-shaven ones. Gary's experience confirmed this when growing stubble dramatically improved his dating success despite his already handsome appearance. Deep, breathy voices command respect and attract others as indicators of high testosterone. Conscious breathing helps achieve your natural, resonant tone. Clothing choices signal character instantly. Studies show 85% of women found well-dressed men more attractive than wealthy ones, favoring red and black. An attractive physical presence isn't vanity. It's about conveying health, discipline, and confidence through your complete appearance. Direct approaches display confidence and boldness, qualities women find intoxicating. While most men safely befriend women first, stating intentions directly is more effective. Women rarely resent honest expressions of interest. Instead, they often remember bold approaches favorably. Keep initial conversations light and focus on building comfort. Women desire connection, but prioritize feeling safe. While approach anxiety is natural, remember that women are receptively wired and often hope to be approached. Body language comprises 60 to 80% of human communication. Surprisingly, women initiate up to 90% of seductions through subtle signals, though men often believe they're leading. The process follows 5 steps: eye contact, smiling, communication, preening, and touch. Your nonverbal cues matter significantly. Women read body language with 87% accuracy compared to men's 42%. Dominant, open postures increase attractiveness, while closed positions signal insecurity. Consider Sean Connery's James Bond audition. His self-assured presence alone convinced producers, who admired how he walked like the most arrogant son of a gun. In our hyper-connected age, less is more when communicating. Start with a simple feeler message like, "Hey, it was nice to meet you." Avoid lengthy messages or frequent calls that signal desperation. Research shows women find men whose feelings are unknown more attractive than those who are openly interested. Uncertainty increases attraction and thought frequency. People prefer winning someone over rather than immediate acceptance. Attraction grows in space, not proximity. When messaging, mirror her investment level. If she sends brief messages, keep yours concise. Sometimes no response creates beneficial tension. For dates, weekday evenings work best as they have natural time constraints, unlike weekend dates with heavier expectations. When women cancel plans, respond with, "No problem, let me know when you're free." After two cancellations, walking away is the best strategy. Going no contact can be powerful when interest fades. It creates the uncertainty that makes men more attractive. The seduction process has two key stages, first contact and the chase. First contact sparks initial attraction, while the chase determines if it flourishes or fades. The man typically initiates pursuit, requiring a careful balance between showing interest without desperation. Rushing this process often proves fatal. Eric and Vanessa's case demonstrates this. His premature declarations of love and constant commitment signals killed her attraction. By showing he wanted the relationship more than she did, he diminished his perceived value. Early dating should stay casual and uncomplicated. Grand gestures and expensive outings often backfire, as Ted learned when his elaborate dinner plan failed to win Lauren. Excessive early investment signals desperation. Women value anticipation and mystery. When a woman must work for a man's attention, she values him more. Ingrid's choice between Ken and Phil illustrates this. Despite Ken's consistent attention, she chose the more elusive Phil, instinctively recognizing higher value in measured pursuit. Touch has an intoxicating effect on the human body, expressing intentions words can't. Research shows that touch increases compliance and attraction. Men who lightly touched a woman's arm when asking for her number were more likely to succeed, with women perceiving them as more confident. Touch creates feelings of attraction in both genders, increasing heart rate and desire, especially with eye contact. When dating, be physically present. Embrace her and touch her arm while speaking. Build attraction gradually, but never apologize for showing intimate interest. Sex marks a pivotal relationship turning point, triggering powerful chemical reactions. During orgasm, the brain releases a cocktail of dopamine, pleasure, and oxytocin, attachment, stronger in women, explaining why sex can create deep emotional bonds. However, submissive sexual behavior can diminish attraction. Harry's date with Chloe shows how uncertainty and constant permission-seeking destroyed passion. To maintain attraction during intimacy, pursue connection confidently, without apology. Sexual confidence requires masculine presence, not extreme measures. Most men play it safe in relationships, but attraction thrives in uncertainty. Research shows women are more attracted to men who inspire some anxiety and uncertainty. A University of Chicago study found people work harder for uncertain rewards than known ones. Rick and Heather's interaction demonstrates this perfectly. When Heather criticized Rick's car restoration project, calling him an idiot, Rick responded by knocking over her wine glass and standing up for himself. Later, while cleaning up, Heather's anger transformed into attraction, contrasting Rick with her previous boyfriend who always apologized when criticized. Women also test men constantly, often without men realizing it. These tests, through disrespectful behavior or mentions of other men's interest, help women determine strength of character. The key is handling tests with indifference or humor, demonstrating you aren't threatened. Human psychology values scarcity. Men who maintain some distance are perceived as more valuable and attractive, effectively gaining respect while raising their perceived worth.